Track 10, Giving Back. Celebrating the month of love, Holly Louise Eales speaks to five Norfolk charities that are making a big difference within the community and why they need our support right now.
The Hamlet. Now, The Hamlet, a Norwich-based charity which enriches the lives of children and young adults with disabilities and complex health needs, is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. Founded by Jack and Margaret Weimer, The Hamlet started its journey as a toy library and now supports up to 500 families a year across Norfolk. It provides activities for children, adults and families from birth, including preschool education, short breaks for disabled children, day opportunities for young adults and a social club, as well as parenting support and training. Ellie Coulston, CEO of The Hamlet, says, "I'm the parent of an autistic child, and so disability services that break down barriers are a cause which is very close to my heart."
Norwich Door to Door. Described as social engagement through transport, Norwich Door to Door is a dial-a-ride mobility bus service which provides those with limited mobility the opportunity to remain independent and involved with the community. Its welcoming and reliable door-to-door community service for Norwich residents help people who have difficulty using other forms of transport. Its accessible mobility minibuses help passengers with their appointments, meeting loved ones, or visiting local shops. Norwich door-to-door CEO Ian Elliott says, "There's been a lot of research on the effects of loneliness on our mental and physical health. It's seen as one of the biggest health concerns we face. With our wonderful team of friendly, reliable staff and volunteers, we're able to make a huge positive impact on the lives of our passengers by enabling them to participate in the community. And as some of you know, you might even find me driving the bus."
Julian Support. Julian Support is a charity that aims to provide a range of emotional and practical support for people to improve their mental health and well-being. In Norfolk, it provides a service supporting vulnerable people who have been arrested and taken into custody, including people who have mental health issues, learning disabilities, substance use problems, or experiencing domestic abuse. "I really enjoy working at Julian Support, and the work that is done is so valuable," says Natasha, Senior Recovery Coordinator. "Working with people who are experiencing significant challenges in their lives provides great satisfaction, and the positive feedback we get makes all the difficult days worthwhile."
Nora. Want to hear fascinating untold stories about Norfolk's people and places, past and present? Visit Norfolk Archives and Heritage Department Foundation. Nora. Formed in 2017, Natalie Butler, the current chair of the charity, says, "Nora does fantastic work to preserve Norfolk's heritage by enabling surviving archives to be made freely accessible to all. Norfolk's relative wealth and size in an historic context, and the fact that it has largely avoided large-scale natural or human-made disasters, has meant the quality and quantity of archives that record human activity in the county is unrivalled by anywhere else in the UK. And she adds, "We're currently seeking new trustees. Now, if you have an interest in Norfolk and its history and a little bit of spare time, we would love to hear from you. Contact inquiries@nora-df.org.uk.
PACT. People for Animal Care Trust, or PACT, is an animal charity based near Hingham that rescues, rehabilitates and, where possible, rehomes the neglected, injured and abandoned animals. The charity specialises in problem animals, victims of physical or mental abuse, and aims to coax them back to health. Now, it has over 1,600 resident animals at the sanctuary, and these are including exotic birds, gerbils, hamsters, ferrets, rabbits, guinea pigs, cats, dogs, pigs, and horses. As we enter 2023, we are looking to expand our fundraising team in the hopes to renovate our kennels, wildlife unit and a large pond," says Charlie Lesk. all of which will cost a small fortune. And going into the financial crisis, we must do everything we can to keep afloat and to be able to improve our setups for the animals taking refuge with us.